challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can do it if
you try. All right, back with our Wednesday talk around. It continues, and we do what we do every Wednesday. Head over to OSPTI in Breckenridge, talk with our friends over there. Have Pam on the phone with me this morning. Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
So how was your trek into work? I've been asking everybody that this morning.
You know, it wasn't terrible.
Okay.
I mean, it could have been worse, but right. I don't live too far, so I can't complain.
Perfect. And you made it in, and that's the main thing. Pam, what is our topic today? What are we talking about?
Well, I work over here, and I do the speech therapy department over here. So I was just going to kind of talk about how a lot of people, their misconceptions about speech therapy. A lot of them only think we do, like, articulations, like, with kids, or, I mean, we do with kids and adults, but we don't just work on fixing words, how people say different sounds. We also work with language skills, and what that entails is we work on kids being able to receptively understand things, like what they understand from other people, like following directions. We also work on their expressive skills, like are they able to formulate a sentence, to share their thoughts, ideas, or even communicate what their wants and needs. We also even work on their pragmatic skills, which is how they interact with others, like their social interactions and expressing themselves as far as like their feelings. Do they understand their feelings? Do they understand others' feelings? So that's just something that we work with that not many people really know that we do here over for speech therapy.
Well, you really do cover all the bases, Pam. So let me ask you this. As far as the age of the child, what age do you start seeing children come in for speech therapy at OSPTI?
You know, recently a big one that we start seeing in little kiddos is around that 18 months. That's when you start to notice, I would say that 15 to 18 months, you can start noticing if they're having some delays in their speech or even their language skills. Like, some of those kiddos might not understand you when you ask them, okay, go get your shoes. So we can work on those simple direction things, being able to understand common items within their household. We can work on just expressing themselves at that age. And like I said, it's 15 to 18 months is a great age to start working on those skills.
Boy, and you know what, Pam? The speech therapy field has really grown. I mean, would you not agree with that? I mean, there's so much more to know, and there's so much more information out there in so many areas where you can when you can help kids. Has that been the case? Have you seen this growth, obviously?
Oh, definitely, yes. And there's even new, like, research and new technology that we can use to help kids and adults thrive in their speech and language skills.
Good stuff. So if people are listening to this, Pam, they want more information on it, and they're thinking this would be appropriate for my child, what is your number at OSPTI?
Yes, you can reach us over here at the Breckenridge office at 218-641-7725.
Well, Pam, I'm glad you made it into work safely. Listen, you have a great day, great rest of the week. We will talk again next Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, same to you. Thank you.
You bet. That is Pam at OSPTI in Breckenridge. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
He's that voice in your head every morning.
Around here, everything is a little weird.
Bill Dablo, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.